Hey everyone, welcome to the SQL Server 2016 Training Kit. I'm Scott Klein with Joy D'Antoni, and we're back to talk about some of the security enhancements in SQL Server 2016. And just like everything else, there's a lot.
Nobody ever wants to be that guy or girl who has their data breached. That's never, ever.
And there hasn't been any of that lately. No.
You never see that in the news.
No, never.
And when they do, the data is always encrypted in the database, and nobody can read it, right?
Every time.
Yeah.
Right. So let's begin with this one. One of the biggest, I think, they're significant. And in one of the earlier modules, we talked about kind of what led to these. And it's always cloud first. A lot of the things we're going to talk about really have been in Azure SQL Database, like you said, like since what, June or
So everything we're going to talk about in this module is I wrote a white paper last year on Azure Database Security.
Yeah.
And it got published in October, but I wrote it in June. All this stuff was GA then.
Yeah.
So it's been every feature we're going to talk about here has been in use for a year in
right.
SQL DB.
And now we're seeing it in SQL Server 2016. And I think the biggest one is always encrypted.
Yeah. So we pulled up the image from Books Online here to talk about it a little bit, just because I think of all these, it's a little bit hard to explain.
Yep.
This isn't really a inside of SQL Server feature. It's a all-encompassing encryption feature.
Right.
So the cool thing to note here is you'll see you have your app, and it's very separate from that library.
Yeah.
You don't have to recode your application in order to support Always Encrypted.
Yeah.
You just need to have this .NET 4.6 library, so it does require .NET 4.6. But that's going to encrypt the data going in and out of SQL Server.
Yeah.
The one really cool thing in SQL Server is we can have, there's two types of encryption, deterministic and random.
Right.
The deterministic encryption allows us to index the values and do compares on them, even though they're encrypted in the database.
Yep.
So we don't, a lot of times people don't like to use encryption because it can really hammer performance.
Yep.
The random encryption, of course, is more secure, but the recommendation is if you have a very large domain of values, so like in this example, we have name, social security number, and country. Social security number is going to have a large distinct domain. You're not going to be able to identify a pattern in the encryption hash.
Yep.
So great place to use deterministic. Maybe someplace you might want to use random is like birth date or something.
That's right.
They're 365 in the domain. You can do compares.
Right. Yeah.
Great feature.
A great feature. And the key here is, I think, like you were talking about, this encrypts the data from start to finish across the wire, right?
Yeah, so one of the challenges in the past has been always separation of duties in large yeah. organizations. How do you keep your DBAs from having access or to the data? Now, if a DBA does a select star on this table,
yep.
that's all he sees, even with the encryption key in the database
yeah.
side.
Which leads us to another feature, talking about separation of duties enhancements, is a role level security. Right, this is an awesome feature because it gives me the ability to say one table, but I only want Sally to see this set of data in this table, and Barb to see this set of data in this table.
So yeah, there were ways to do this in the past, but it was painful. You had to create views or
yep.
in various approaches.
Yeah.
Now what you're going to do is create a function, basically a predicate function,
yeah.
that's going to define your row level security. One of the things you want to be careful is to make that function real efficient, just because it's going to run every time that table is going to be queried.
Yep.
So it has the potential to be.
Yeah, so do your normal troubleshooting. Right? Look at the query, the execution plan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, similar to the way you do with resource
yeah.
governor. Like
right.
your resource governor function has to be pretty
yep.
efficient.
Yeah. All right. And let's get into, there's been a few enhancements to, TDE's been around for a while, but
yeah.
a few enhancements there.
So a couple of generations ago of Intel chips, Intel had the ability to do some decryption off of your main processor.
Yep.
So there's a dedicated chip on your motherboard that can do that decryption processing.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen with TDE. If you're on the right chipset, starting with 2016, that offload will happen. So there'll be
yeah.
virtually no CPU impact to 2016.
Yep. Good. There'll be more about this in the module. But let's wrap up because we got a demo around dynamic data masking. This is an awesome one.
This feature demos really well.
Yeah.
I always feel like this should be designed into your application, but we have in the database. If your developers weren't really on board, we have in the database now.
Right.
So here I'm connected as DBO, I'm connected as my admin, and I'm going to be able to see all the data.
Yep.
So specifically, so Social Security number and credit card number are encrypted as we'd want them to be.
Yep.
But if we look here, I can see phone number and email list. So if I wanted to, you know, set up my own spam site, I can spam the entire AdventureWorks company from here.
Right.
So here we've enabled dynamic data masking. So I'm going to log in as a different user. So I'm going to use the execute as user function. So here we're going to execute this as my user.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look, and now I see email and phone number are masked with XXX at XXX. I can see the first initial. But let's go deeper to see how this works. So if we unmask the data here and then run the same query, we'll see everything. And then we'll revoke.
And then rerun.
Yeah, and then we can just drop the mask column. But here's how we add a mask. So we alter the table, and we alter the column, and we mask with a function. There are some built-in functions like email and phone number.
Mm-hmm.
But here we see we can make our own function. Here we're just going to do a partial email function. And if you're playing with this feature in the SQL database, you'll see all the masks available to you there when you define it.
Yeah, from the in the portal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit different in Management Studio. So really, some of the use cases for this are like call center employees, where they have to see the last four digits of a social.
Yep. Yep. Any time you want, this kind of helps with the compliance, especially for when you're dealing with cloud, right? Some of the compliancy issues. You don't want everybody to see everything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, really, like I say, this tends to be, to me, this is a fix when you have a bad application that's maybe exposing data that it shouldn't.
Right.
SQL Server can come in and fill that audit requirement that you may have.
And I think the key here is it's actually like you were showing, there's some built-in functions for like email and email and phone and Social Security number, things like that, already built in to be able to mask, you know, these type of
It's really not that hard to write your own.
Yep.
The syntax here is, you know, you're calling out the characters, what characters you should have before, what characters you should have after.
Right.
Pretty straightforward stuff.
Yeah, pretty easy to do. Awesome.
Yeah, cool.
All right, so plenty of examples in the module.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to learn quite a bit about this. All right, thanks everybody for watching, and thanks Joey, and we'll see you in the next module.